So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well. It has been a very long time since we have been live on one of our podcast shows. We've been just super mega busy. We've been away on holiday for 2 weeks. We got a new dog. Been to the UK and back. We lost some clients. We gained some clients. It's just life, right? We've just life got in the way. And I don't know why. We've had no internet for 6 weeks. So if you're watching this, keep watching. We're streaming off my mobile phone. I've had to connect my PC to my mobile phone, causing an absolute nightmare. But anyway, welcome. In today's session, I want to talk about how to send a lot more traffic over to your website. But before we talk about that, I want to talk about your website, and I want to talk about having a framework for your customers so that you know what are the steps and what are the processes that your customers, your potential customers, should be going through in order to get a sale at the end. And so there should be a set process, because anybody can create traffic. Anyone can go live. Anyone can create social media posts, images of cats and dogs being happy. Anyone can do that, right? And so you have to have some conscious awareness behind what are you actually doing this for. And without that framework, you could send a whole ton of traffic over to your website, but if your website's not converting, it's just not going to work. So we really do need to have something in place that's going to resolve that. But that's time for a different session. In today's session, I really want to just cover off talking about how to drive more traffic to your website, because your website is like, you know, I was talking to one of my clients who happens to own some hotels, and we were talking about booking.com, and we were doing some research online, and booking.com literally just shut down someone's payments like that, right? And he'd lost his business, potentially. It can happen, right? So we're looking online, we're looking at some of the other forums that this had happened to, and we were looking at this because we're having this conversation around, what if you lost Facebook tomorrow? What if you lost YouTube tomorrow? What if iTunes just disappeared off the face of the earth? And this is about owning the race course, because when you own your domain name and you manage your own hosting and you have your own website, YouTube could get switched off, doesn't matter. Facebook could go, Twitter could go, and so on. It really doesn't matter. And what's important here is that you own your website. So all the content that you're going to put onto your website for the next 10, 20, 30 years, however long that's going to be, that's always going to be there. Even if you change what your website does, you are going to own that website as long as you keep up with the hosting fees and renew your domain name and so on. Which also some people forget to do, by the way. But if you have everything on YouTube, you know, I know people who've got their training course just uploaded to YouTube. What if your account gets banned? And you've lost all those videos? And you've not retained, you know, you've not saved the videos that you uploaded. What are you going to do then? And that's a massive issue. And we don't want that. So you have to own the race course. And owning the race course is about you owning your own website. And you owning your own, you know, I was looking at Threads is a new Twitter-like social media platform, right? And there will be more. It used to be Vine, 7-second videos. And then it used to be Musical.ly, which is now TikTok. Like, stuff changes, but you know what's not changed the last 25 years? Websites. Absolutely haven't changed. Got to have your websites, got to be up to date. And let's move into now talking about how we're going to drive more website traffic to it. So SEO, which is search engine optimization, is vital. One of the ways, or it's not one of the ways, the way in which you get SEO is through the acquisition or the creation of articles. You can get other people to write them for you. You can get guest bloggers to come and write them for you. You can write them yourself. And a whole combination of those things is probably going to be ideal for you. But when I go to someone's website and I look at latest news and it's a news item from like 12 years ago or 6 years ago, and then they're wondering why the website's not got any traction, then that's why it's not been updated for 6 to 12 years. So not only do you have to keep your website up to date and modern and all the rest of it, you've also got to start publishing content onto your website. So if you do a video, I am going to take a breath at some point. If you do a video on YouTube, you should be taking that video and you should be embedding that video onto your website. Should we actually give you a good example? I mean, why not? seeing as we're here. So let me just share screen two. I'm assuming screen two is going to work. Second screen. There we go. Transition that. There we go. Hello. Here's my website looking fabulous as usual. And so these are all our articles. Like, we've got 142 pages of this. And we've just changed our images to these bright red, white and black. That, by the way, is an AI image that I created for Michael Cove. which I thought was quite funny. So, as you can see here, we've got tons and tons and tons of articles talking about email, talking about mistakes when people are launching a business, dealing with adversity, what to do when times get tough. Like, we've got a whole ton of content on here. Now, you will notice the design changes a little bit. Here, for example, we weren't doing titles, but that's going to change. We'll be messing about with different types of titles and seeing what we like and so on. But actually now we're just going to stick with these bright red titles, which work really well. This is an article about property sourcing, and it's got embedded links, for example. Quite a long article there. Very well-written article, if I don't mind saying so myself. And then a link, a call to action at the bottom. Like, this is SEO. This is articles. Look how many articles we've got. This website's an old website. You know, we've had it some time. We've got 142 pages, and there's 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21 articles. Times that by 142. We'll give you an example of actually how many. What is it? 142 times 21 is 2,982 articles. That's a lot, folks. That is a lot. And I'm not saying that you need that on day one. But if you look at the dates here, so July the 14th, this is today. So we've got one, two, three. So we've got three articles today. Yesterday, we got one, two, three. We had two on the 12th, two on the 11th, one on the 10th, one on the 9th, one on the 8th, three on the 8th. Three on the 7th. Like, we are putting out a lot of content. And obviously, we've got the writers that can help us because we own a digital marketing agency. You know, we've got writers that can actually help us do this. But that's just an excuse. You know, like, any time where you go, oh, well, it's all right for you because it's just a bullshit excuse, right? We had a nice little header video of some of our videos on here, which we created on Canva, which I created on Canva as well, by the way. So I'm no expert on Canva. Like, we do use it in-house, but we've got, you know, we use Adobe for everything because we've got graphic designers who actually know what we're doing, not just me, who's not really used Adobe overly, other than the video editing stuff. Anyway, so we just created this very simple thing with four columns and videos on. It's really easy to do, but articles and SEO, this is absolutely the key. And also, because we've only recently started upping this, I've looked at how many website visitors we're getting and where they're coming from and what are they looking at. They're looking at these articles. Interesting, isn't it? Don't you think? Nice dramatic pause there. Okay, let's go back to me. Let's talk about the next one then. So social media, images and videos. So what we'll do, for example, I'm going to share with you my page on my Facebook. I'm going to share my Facebook page. So there's me going live. In fact, let me just share this now. So let me share this second screen. So when we talk about social media images and videos, we do something quite interesting where we'll... So there's me going live. That's fine. There's a video that's been pre-made that talks about downloading 52 topics. And by the way, we've had two people download that this morning. That was an hour ago. So in the last hour, we've had two, because I was looking before I came online. This is the article about Michael Gove. So what we do is we post content out onto social media, and then that drives traffic back to our website, right? Because then when they're back on our website, is it building trust? Is it building authenticity? Is it building honesty? Is it a clear call to actions? Do people then want to book a strategy call? Yes to all of those answers is a rhetorical question. And then some of the other stuff that we've been doing as well. So this is Jesse Itzler talking about negativity. So once a day on our YouTube channel, we'll upload a short, and then we also upload that on across our entire social media platform as well. And then this is another pre-made video, talks about content 3 hours ago. We're putting a lot of content out, folks. This one 4 hours ago. This is one of our testimonials, which is always nice. This is one of our articles, why you must have a sales and marketing funnel before you start churning out content. Very, very true. Listen to my wealth creation podcast. This is one of my shorts. Just got back from CrossFit. Again, 22 hours ago. We're putting out a lot of content. This is about the outsourced marketing department. Another pre-made video. This is property sourcing compliance. It's one of the products that we help sell for one of our clients. Client traffic growth and coming back after a 14-day vacation. That's is that actually an article or is that a video? I might have got that wrong. Maybe that should be a video. Oh, no, it is an article. There you go. This is, and again, this is one of our images for traffic, which shows the traffic increase for one of our clients over the last 90 days. It's a really cool article. Do you think people are going to look at that and are interested in that? Absolutely. Oh, what we're looking at, Facebook, here we go. So again, this is one of our shorts, Russell Brunson, talking genius stuff as usual. Another one talking about marketing, cost of living crisis. Like, look how many articles we've got. And then what we're doing is, it's not just articles, because people will listen to podcasts, they'll watch a video, or they'll read an article. And so it's up to you to be in a position where you are providing content in a way that people want to consume that content. It's not down to you how people consume content. You might go, well, I'm a video guy. Well, great, you still have to write articles. Or you might go, well, I'm a writer. Well, great, you still have to film video. There's no question. And then obviously we, what do? We take our videos and then we translate them over to a podcast, which is really nice. This is my little rant about the Bank of England. It's a scam, it's a trick, increasing interest rates. And so we get quite a lot of, you see, this is not about engagement. You'll notice very little engagement. I don't care about engagement. What, do you know what I care about? I care about someone clicking on this here. And by the way, we've tested something. We've tested putting the link first and the text there. And then up here, you'll notice that we do it the other way around. We put the text first and then the link. So we're testing stuff all the time, see what's working better. And I actually don't think there is a solution. I don't think one's up better than the other. Look at the amount of content we're producing here. And then a call to action. This is what you should be producing in your business. And this is the sort of stuff that we do for our clients. And to get more traffic over to your website, you have to be producing a sheer amount of content. And we get people going, oh, well, I'm going to produce one piece of content every week, and then one long form every week. I mean, I'm going to create little small pieces and do that once a day. Dude, you might as well not bother. It's social media. You're up against Netflix and Star Wars and Mandalorian and Marvel and the news and Michael Gove being an idiot and Boris Johnson's mobile phone not going missing and all this stuff. That's actually who you're up against. You're not up against other digital marketers. You're up against other people taking attention away from you. And the more attention that you can get on you, the better that it's going to be for you and your business over the long term. I mean, I was talking to another client recently, and he's producing a lot of content, but not enough content. But it feels like he's producing more content than ever, right? But it's still not enough. And this is the thing. In order to get your head above the parapet, you are going to have to produce a shit ton of content. But there's a right way of doing it and a wrong way of doing it. So the right way of doing it is, for example, going live. Like from this, off this one video, we'll get 4 separate videos. We'll also pull out the podcast, and then we'll post all of those out on social media. And then in addition to that, we'll embed each one of these and put these onto our website, and then we'll schedule those out to go out as well. So people are getting access. Because what you're thinking is, oh, well, my friends on Facebook, they won't like that, Dan. My friends on Facebook, they won't like that. No, they'll unfriend me. But your friends ain't seeing you. Look at the engagement on your personal profile, and especially look at the engagement on your Twitter and your LinkedIn profile and your professional profile on Facebook. No one's engaging anyway. Because you know how social media works. You're in bed, it's 10 o'clock at night, and you got your mobile phone, and you're scrolling through Twitter. This is what social media looks like, right? That's it. They're not going through your timeline going, well, look at that. Dan's posted 5 times today. Oh, I'll have to unfriend it. That's not how it works. Got to get in front of as many people as you can with as many different pieces of content as you can. One extra thing on this, by the way. I mean, obviously, we're talking about going live now. And here we are, live. Do you think this is having an impact? Do you think people come onto the live stream, they watch for a few seconds and then disappear? Do you think people watch the live stream all the way through? Yes is the answer to both those questions. And you might go, well, you know what, Dan, I've been live streaming and I get a few seconds of viewership and then people disappear. So it's not worth it. I'm not going to do it. That's bonkers. You got a few seconds of viewership. People have recognized you've gone live, they've hopped on to see what you're talking about, and then they've hopped off. Some people will download the podcast later, or more importantly, this is the most important thing, they've recognized that you've gone live. It doesn't matter. All the rest of it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they stay and they watch for every single second that you do. None of that matters. What does matter is that they see you going live again and again and again and again and again, which nicely ties me into the next bit, which is about you being seen and being consistent in your content that you're putting out there. Because if you're not consistent, if you're only doing a few lives a week and then it kind of peters out after a few weeks, well, first of all, what's your alternative? What are you going to do about your marketing? Oh, I'm going to advertise on the side of a bus. Right, and when you do that and that doesn't work, what are you going to do then? I'm going to drop leaflets. And when you do that and that doesn't work, what are you going to do then? I'm going to go back to doing videos, right? When you do that and that doesn't work, what are you going to do? I'm going to go back to podcasting. Okay, when you do that, what are you going to do? I'm going to share cats, happy cats and happy dogs, play fighting with each other, or funny memes, right? Like, what are you going to do? Your consistency generally is what's letting you down right now. And you've got to have a particular look and a particular feel about your brand. You've got to introduce people to you. I had a phone call yesterday or the day before, and there was a strategy session. A guy came on, really nice guy. And he's like, do you know what? I feel like I've spoken to you in the past. We've never spoken. And the reason I feel like I've spoken to you is because I've watched all your videos. I've listened to all your downloads. I see you online. We were talking about CrossFit and staying fit. Is a guy, I'd say he's probably younger than I am. But obviously, as you know, men reach into their 40s, like they're, you know, we think we're going to live forever. As we get into our 40s, especially as we go into our 50s, I can talk now because I'm in my 50s, weirdly. We know that health and longevity is actually an important conversation. And he was inspired or motivated because of the CrossFit stuff, and we'll talk about that. Stuff that has nothing to do with growing your business, that's got nothing to do with marketing, that's actually... And it was really nice for us to build rapport and just get to know each other a little bit. We'll talk about working out and keeping fit. And this is really important conversation to have as a man in your 40s or 50s, right? We're having those conversations. The reason we're having those conversations is because the amount of content I put out talking about those sort of things. So when he gets on a call, it feels natural to speak about that. All the barriers are down. We can be upfront and honest with each other. We give him pricing. We tell him what we're going to do, tell him what we're not going to do. It's really easy conversation, in all honesty. There's no, you know, trying to pull wool over people's eyes. This is what we do. This is what he's looking for. And actually, it ends up being a really good match as it happens. It's not always a really good match, but this one was. And the reason for that, I think, is because of our level of consistency and the level of content that we're putting out there on a daily basis. I was checking my lives on YouTube. And if I check now, I don't think I've actually been live for 3 weeks, which is really inconsistent. But what we have been doing is we've been live, we've been putting out content, and so we've been very live because of that content. So let me go to my YouTube studio. Let's just have a look and see where my last live was. I mean, it's been a long time ago, but we've been putting out 2 or 3, 4 videos every single day. So the 21st of June, which is, wow, it is 3 weeks ago. But actually, when I look at the video content that we've been putting out, we've actually been putting out quite a lot of content. So let's have a look. It's the 14th today. So we've put 2 videos out today, 3 videos out yesterday, 2 the day before, 1 the day before that, 2 the day before that, 8, sorry, 2 the day before that, 2 the day before that, 2 the day before that. Now you see a pattern, right? We want to put out at least two different videos. Now, ideally, we also want to be going live every single day, live about noon. So then you watch. And also, by the way, we've been putting out long form videos. We've been putting out short form videos. We've been putting out Gary Vee videos and top and tailing it with our content around it. That gets lots of views. It gets us in front of people. Then they watch our other videos. But all this is about you being consistent. And this lack of consistency is really what's going to kill you. In terms of, you know, a lot of people are struggling right now. And if you're not consistently putting out your message, you're going to get missed in this maelstrom of content that everybody else is putting out there. Content is absolutely 100% the way forward. Do you think this is going to change in the next 5 years? That's not going to change. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. You're not going to have one new social media platform. You're going to have 20 new social media platforms. You're not going to have, you know, just Netflix and Amazon and what's the other one? Netflix, Amazon and Disney. You've got loads of them. Like, Hulu? I can't even remember. You're going to have even more, right? All vying for your attention. Traditional media, long gone, right? You know, you've now got your own radio station via your podcast. You've now got your own TV station via YouTube. That is your TV station. Think about that for a second. YouTube is your TV station. Why would you not be putting out a shit ton of content on your TV station? Oh, no, I just put content out once a week on my YouTube channel, Dan. That's a 24-hour day medium. You should be recording your goddamn life. Like, that's your TV station. You've got a newspaper. You own your own newspaper. It's called WordPress. It's called a blog. And you're putting out one article a week? What the heck are you doing? No wonder you're not closing business right now. You've got to be putting out a lot of content. Now, this is the key, okay? You film a lot. You send it to us. We edit it and we do everything else. That should be the key. You film it. You send it to us. We top and tail it. We create little shorts. We pull out a podcast. We put content out there on social media. We post it, we schedule it, it all goes out, and you just stay in front of a camera because you're the talent, you should be the person in front of a camera. That's how it should work in 2023. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful. Very good podcast session there. If you missed it, go find us on iTunes. And in the meantime, we'll catch up with you on the next one. Hopefully, we'll go live again tomorrow. Have a good day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.